This episode of the Fiction Writers Podcast is brought to you by The Novel Notebook. With each character and each setting, hundreds of details must be compiled and organized. Far too many for a writer, like you, to keep them cataloged in your brain. The Novel Notebook provides the answer. Visit www.fictionwriterspodcast.com/novel and quickly discover how to organize your materials and take your novel to the next level. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McCara, where you will discover tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Here you'll find new energy, new perspectives, new resources, and new ideas that will spark your creativity into a blaze of brilliance. It's easier than you think. Be sure you visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now, get out your notebook, tune in, and let's get started.
Everything in your novel should have more than one purpose. And I've identified five different reasons for dialogue. My name is Lana McCara. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast. Tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. What does your dialogue do? Well, it's a conversation. So it's an interplay between two or more people. That's true. And the first reason for dialogue is to relay information. They're telling each other things. They're giving each other updates and just talking about what they learned or discovered. So that's like the primary underpinning foundational reason. It also, dialogue shows character, doesn't it? It shows so many facets of character. The word choices that a person uses will show where they're from. It'll show their heritage. It'll show something about their family background. Is this a highly educated family or is this not? So it also shows the importance that this person puts on proper grammar and so forth. It also shows the relationship between that person and whoever they're talking to. Is the person speaking in authority, or is it a best friend relationship where they dominate the other person? Or maybe it's a situation where the person speaking is subordinate, ingratiating, or scared. You can relay all these different relationship dynamics through the conversation, the tone of voice, the body language. And of course, you're relaying all of this as you're writing your dialogue. So relationships come through loud and clear in your dialogue. The third thing, description. Because you can have the people talking, interacting with their environment, you're showing where they are. And you should do this. You shouldn't just have two talking heads hanging out in midair without any grounding to where they're located. I use an example. He slammed the cup to the table. Well, you know there's a cup and there's a table. It could be the break room at work. Could be the kitchen. Could be the dining room. Where is it? Restaurant? But there's something about a cup and a table there. And you can do all sorts of different things with the environment. So that is description. Also, you can have them talk about something. Oh, look at that painting. Yeah, I remember when he was working on that. See this and that? Now just be careful with it. Don't get too heavy-handed with that and load up your dialogue. Which is another, that's a caveat. I probably should talk about that in another episode. But you don't want to load your dialogue with things that people would not normally say. If this person is at an art gallery and her brother's painting or her friend's painting is hanging there and they're seeing it for the first time, they would be talking about it. Yeah, sure they would. If that this is something that they've seen on, you know, forever and they own the art gallery or whatever, or maybe it's a picture hanging in their living room, they're not going to talk about it. So make sure that you're keeping it real with things that people would actually say. And reading aloud in the dialogue would be a good thing to do. I always encourage that. Get another person, Have them take one part, you take another part, or maybe you have two people and you're just listening to make sure people would actually say the things that you have written in your book. Then the fourth thing is to maintain belief. I'm sorry, is this the fourth? One, two, three, four. No, this is the fifth. The fifth thing is to maintain the reader's belief in the story. So you want the reader to feel like they are involved in the story. And that means you're not loading the dialogue with things that people would never really say. You're not giving information and having people talk like an encyclopedia, you know, that when they would never actually say that, unless it's their job, you know, to deliver information. I always think about Marshall in the TV series Alien, where he would come out, you know, with this scientific report of the research that he did. And he would spout off like an encyclopedia till they shut him down. I mean, if the character's like that, fine, but you wouldn't have a mother talking to her husband. Oh, I looked it up on Google and my son, you know, our son has this condition, that condition, and spilling off all this stuff. That's not how people really talk. And so you don't want to have that in the dialogue. You want to maintain belief in the story through the dialogue. And the dialogue draws the reader in, draws them in to the thinking of the various people in your scene. I hope that helps you today. My name is Lana McKira. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McKira, where we share tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Remember to visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Fiction Writers Podcast.